What's live? What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV on a Monday afternoon after the news broke earlier today that the Minnesota Vikings are going to hashtag hire Capers. I mean, Dom Capers was a consultant, I believe, special assistant, whatever you want to call it, down in Jacksonville for a year, and now he's going to be a senior, if you please, defensive assistant over there in Minnesota. Clearly, the Jerry Gray for Dom Capers swap is on. I'm white enough for this program. Thank you very much. We don't need more white. Look at that forehead. It's terrible. Look at the hair down a little bit. There you go. Much better. What's up, Anthony? Everybody jumping in here in the comments section. Nags, would you give up 62 for OBJ? Yeah, but I think it'll take a lot more than that. Hello, Blake. What's up? Aaron, you make a manic Monday worthwhile. Well, man, I'm glad to hear it, and thanks so much for checking out the stream. Afternoon from Hayward, Wisconsin. Matthew? Got to be honest, never heard of Hayward, Wisconsin. And I thought I'd heard of every town in Wisconsin. So hello. XFL thoughts. Dustin, I didn't get to see a whole lot. I did dip in and out throughout the weekend. I was with my daughters for most of the 2 days the XFL was on. But the stuff I saw, I really enjoyed. I saw, you know, a couple drives here, a couple drives there. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. So hopefully next week I'll get to sit down and watch the New York Guardians take care of business. The undefeated New York Guardians. Thank you very much. And hey, shout out to Winston Moss, who was on Mike McCarthy's staff for like a decade and then fires his defensive coordinator after one game. Woo, baby. He wants winners, I guess. Cooper Kupp trade? Ooh, Aaron. Doubt it. Very much doubt it. If they're going to use a draft pick to get a wide receiver, they'll probably draft one in a insanely deep wide receiver class. AJ Hawk taking over for McAfee all week. Great watch. I know Hawk and McAfee have done stuff together before, so that makes sense. I know AJ has been kind of building up his resume as far as being a broadcaster slash podcaster. Hawkcast, obviously, has been doing that for a long time, so that should be cool. I like it. LMAO, the Bears are shopping Mac. Is that true? I haven't seen that reported, but who knows? If it's on the internet, it must be true. Let's see. Missed Cheesehead TV all last week on our Super Bowl cruise, but carried the G the whole time. Even had to put a Lions fan in their place that tried to trash talk. Oh, Chad, got to carry the G to any smash trash talking Lions fan. No doubt about it. Is Kenneth Murray the right guy at 30? Justin, I think so, if he's there. I know there are some who disagree here on the channel, and that is the beauty of it all. We have, like, what, 3 months here to argue about this? But I think his athleticism, his sideline-to-sideline ability, his diagnosing of plays, his ability to get through the wash, so to speak, there in the middle of the field, I think he's exactly what they need. I'm dubious as to whether he will last until pick 30, but if he's there, I think they should run the card up, as they say. No more late round inside linebackers, please. Ryan, Martinez, Burks, Barrington, we need a difference maker. Well, Patrick, that's the trick. I mean, if you want a true three down difference maker, traditionally you got to get up into the top half of the draft, if not the top 10. And the Packers simply do not have the ammunition to get up there, unless they want to start giving away premium picks down the road, which I highly doubt Gutekunst is going to be amiable to with all the other positions they need to draft, i.e. wide receiver. I mean, I very much agree that that's what you want. But if you can get a guy like Blake Martinez in the fourth round who vastly outplays his draft position, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's cheap labor. I think last year he made less than $500,000. Maybe a little bit more than that, maybe like $600,000. But, I mean, hell, can't have superstars at every position. And like I said, if you get a workmanlike effort slash production out of a fourth round pick, you know, you're cooking with gas. Breaking news, the Bears still suck. Dustin on the breaking news tip here. What would it take to trade up for Simmons? Kevin, too much. I got to imagine they got to get at least into the top 12. And that would take a boatload of draft capital. It doesn't, you know, obviously they're picking way down at the bottom of each round. They do have a couple late picks, extra late picks, but sixth and seventh rounders is not going to get it done. There's always the Seahawks to trade up with. Evan, that is true, although they aren't that much higher than the Packers this year. Any word on the wide receiver coach? No. No word yet on any filling of the vacant wide receiver coach position. However, the Packers did announce earlier this afternoon that Connor Lewis has been named the offensive quality control coach. Connor has been with the team for 3 or 4 years now. He came on board as an intern, I think back in 2016. He was a technology analyst intern, and then he shed the intern label and has been working in analytics, technology, et cetera, on the offensive side of the ball, dealing with trends and game management situational stuff. And now he's going to be on Matt LaFleur's coaching staff. So maybe they go without a wide receivers coach, although that didn't go too well when Mike McCarthy tried it. We'll see. I got to think he's still either interviewing or about to offer the position to someone. But as of right now, that has not been filled. What else we got here? I got people tweeting at me. I got people. Where is it? Sorry, guys. Just reading here something real quick. Do you see a QB dropping to the Packers? Aaron, I mean, you never know, right? I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. I don't expect that to happen, but, you know, draft day comes and crazy stuff transpires each and every year. Now, that said, I do think there will be probably 2 or 3 quarterbacks taken in the first round. I would suspect they get taken in the top 15. That helps the Packers in that they'll be pushing other talent down to them. But a quarterback worthy, quote unquote, of the 30th pick, it's really in the eye of the beholder. We'll see how things start shaking out here after kind of get the musical chairs of free agency done. And obviously, Phillip Rivers and the Chargers are parting ways. That came out this afternoon, the team announcing it. Who knows what happens with Tom Brady? And who knows what happens with Drew Brees and the Saints situation? I think a lot of people are kind of assuming that Drew Brees will be back in New Orleans, but I don't think that's a foregone conclusion yet. So once those kind of – not saying that that will drive people's draft strategies, because obviously those are older quarterbacks, but you have to think as far as starters and or need, that will change things slightly. Does Goody's past aggressiveness in the first round as far as trades herald a trade up for Murray/Queen in the early 20s of the draft? You can't dismiss it, right? I think it's certainly a possibility. He's certainly shown that he's not adverse to making moves and moving up and down the draft board. I do wonder how aggressive he can be this season just because of the fact that he is much further down, you know, as far as the rounds go, he's picking at 30 as opposed to 12 or 14. It's a lot harder. The draft capital, as far as the traditional draft value chart, makes it a lot harder to make those jumps. Now, as someone intimated before, they clearly got a partner in Seattle. He and Josh Schneider go way back. You got to think that he at least have the ability to move a little bit within the rounds because of that. But, I wouldn't rule anything out. I certainly think it's a possibility that if there's somebody he loves, and I do think, because of everything I just talked about, it's going to take him being really in love with a player, thinking the guy is going to be a true difference maker for him to make that kind of jump. Steven, thank you for the super chat. Once the ridiculous contracts are done, are there any free agents you could see us going after? Yeah, I just made note of a couple here. I think it's interesting. Michael Pierce from the Ravens, I don't know if they'll sign him back. I suspect they will. But if he makes it to the market, he's a guy who isn't getting as much love as some of the other kind of front seven defenders in this free agent class. He's not a great pass rusher, but he's an outstanding run stuffer. He had a bit of a down year in 2019, but I tell you what, he'd be an instant upgrade for the Packers alongside Kenny Clark. That would be a fierce duo. If Mike Pettine wants to play with just two guys with their hands in the dirt, you could do a lot worse than having Pierce and Kenny Clark together. Obviously, there's a few others that I'll do more, kind of research, deep dive into. But initially, I was literally looking at that earlier this afternoon. I think Pierce would be an outstanding addition. But again, if he makes it to free agency. And that's the other thing. You're talking about free agency. there's lots of big names out there, lots of guys who you think, yeah, could probably help and make a difference, but we're still so early in the process. Re-signings are going to happen. Franchise and transition tags are going to get placed. So still a little early to speculate, but Pierce is a guy who really catches my eye. I love his tape. I think he would really be a great addition in Green Bay. Hi, Nags. Did the Vikings really hire Capers? Yes, Uncultured. Yes, they did. He is a senior, if you please, defensive assistant for Mike Zimmer's staff. Since we carry the G, do the Bears carry the toilet seat? I mean, Dustin, you're only stating facts here, right? We've all seen the meme, right? I think you're onto something there. Does Clinton Dix get a new deal somewhere? We'll see. I suspect Chicago will sign him back, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I didn't think he played terribly down in Chicago. He certainly looked like the Clinton Dix we've all known and loved throughout the years, or sometimes not loved. But I do think he played well overall in Chicago in that defense. Obviously, he's got a lot of guys around him, a lot of talent. But I would suspect they try to get him back on the cheap. Now, maybe he thinks he can hit the market and make a lot of money elsewhere. We'll see. That certainly didn't happen last year, but you never know. You never know year to year how guys are going to see the market, or more importantly, how their agents are going to see it. Am I going to be at the Combine? Yes, I will be at the Combine in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, I will fly. I'll be flying in actually as we speak, 2 weeks from now. So I'll be in that Monday early evening, and then I'll be there through the week. I think I fly back Sunday. So expect to see lots of content throughout the entirety of the week. I'll be there for Matt LaFleur's presser, Gutekunst's presser. I'm going to try and do podcasts with lots of media members, people I know. I'm going to try and get some personnel guys on, but the Packers have really kind of shot down every request I've ever made as far as anybody other than Gutekunst. He has been on the podcast, but I try to get scouts. I try to get personnel guys, and they just shoot it down every time. So I'm going to keep trying, but definitely going to be talking to people who cover the team, cover the league. It'll be a lot of fun. Any interest in Reggie Ragland? Andy, not from me, but I can't say the Packers will be dismissive of it. I'm not a huge fan of putting down the money that it'll probably take to get Ragland in the fold. I think he will get paid, and I doubt it's in Green Bay. I think he's the guy who's going to get paid early on in free agency. And as I've said before, I think the Packers will most likely sit out the first kind of silly money wave of free agency this year. I read the Packers offered a draft pick for Robbie Anderson at the deadline last season. I could see them offering him something. Yep, I've said it here before. Not only did they offer a draft pick, they thought they had a deal done. It fell apart at the last minute. But they certainly thought they had made the trade. And then something happened with the Jets, and then that fell apart. But, yeah, I agree. They could certainly offer him a contract. But, again, that's providing he's out there in free agency for a few days, if not a week. I can't imagine they're going to pay him early free agency money, which he could get from someone else. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Why did 2014 happen? There's a great post at cheeseheadtv.com. In fact, let me go find it for you. That will explain it for you. Because I know we all have these questions from time to time. Why things happened. Here's Anatomy of a Collapse from former Cheesehead TV writer Zach Cruz. Zach does a great job of breaking it down. Here you go. Throwing that in the comment section. Enjoy. Must retain Crosby, except that cap hit. Yeah, Matt, I suspect they will pay him. And I don't, you know, obviously he's going to want to get paid. This is probably his last shot at serious money. And I think the Packers know what they have there. You look around the league last season, kicking was really, I'm not going to say outright bad, but it was really inconsistent. And to have someone of Crosby's caliber in that weather slash, you know, environment, climate, whatever you want to call it, he's been rock solid. We all, you know, it's been well documented his struggle in Detroit 2 years ago. But since that game, he's been absolutely incredible. So on a consistency basis. So I think in that regard, I would pay him a little bit more, probably even maybe a little bit more than going market rate to keep him in the fold. Because I think, like I said, the inconsistency at the position around the league certainly suggests that you're much better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Do the Packers finally have some young tight ends in the stable to stop them from dipping into the free agency tight end pool? Duke, I hope so. I would think they probably go that route, counting on Jace and Robert Tonyan, maybe bringing back Big Dog and letting Jimmy Graham go and rolling with that. But I can't dismiss it out of hand to say that they won't look at free agency. Maybe if Hunter Henry miraculously stays on the market for a few days, maybe they call him. But, I'm not going to dismiss it out of hand. I don't think they should. I think they do have enough talent. But you never know. You never really know what Brian and his boys are thinking up there at 1265. Let's see what else we got. We're digging up the NFC North champion corpse and running another autopsy. Yay, offseason. Hey, man, you're always getting better. You're always getting worse. And one of the ways you get better is by looking at your failures and figuring out why they happened and what you can do to fix it and make sure it doesn't happen going forward. And if, digging up the corpse of the NFC championship game helps that process, then, hey, I'm all for it. For some reason, I think Gutekunst will keep Graham. Lewis, I can't disagree with you. I think for some reason he will too, and it scares the bejesus out of me, especially since he was actually productive / effective in that Seahawks playoff game. Makes me worry that Rodgers lobbies for it, and he keeps him around for his final year of his deal. Now, hey, if we're lucky, Graham will retire and save them the hassle, but yeah, man, I'm with you. I think you thank Jimmy for all of his contributions and you move on and you force yourself to get younger. You drafted Jace in the third round for a reason. Let that rookie, now soon to be second year player, come to the fore and get on with your life. I don't think anybody watching the Packers on a regular basis last season would dismiss the notion that Rodgers sometimes looked for Graham at the detriment to the offense, seemed to have eyes for him, seemed to force things to him a little bit more than was necessary. Now, that's just a 30,000 foot view opinion that means nothing. But I would be very interested to see how the offense operated with Jace and Tanya and getting the bulk of the snaps with Big Dog coming in for his regular role play. But we'll see how Gutekunst goes. The one thing that does scare me in that regard is Gutekunst last year, after they decided to keep Jimmy after paying him the bonus, et cetera, talking to us at the combine, he said, he had a much better year than you guys think. You got to go look at the tape. It's like everybody in the room looked at the tape and it was pretty bad. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. I hope he moves on, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's stuck with him for the last season of his deal. Steven, thanks again for the super chat. Am I nuts or does Donald Driver's name and number belong next to Favre's, cut Jimmy Graham and retire number 80? Steven, I very much disagree. Love Donald, obviously all-time reception leader in Green Bay. Very special player. Packers fans love him, clearly. But no way on God's green earth should his number be retired. I mean, if anybody, you retire it for Justin Perillo. I'm kidding. No, 80 should not be retired, any way, shape, or form. James Lofton wore 80. He was a 10 times better receiver than Donald Driver. He just, played in an era where they didn't have a defense and they didn't win a lot. But he was a much, much better wide receiver. Don't forget to tell your mama that you love her today. Alex, that is a fine sentiment. When Butler does get to the Hall of Fame, I like it. I like how you're thinking. When Butler gets to the Hall of Fame, which Packer is next? Well, I mean, I think they're going to go, if he goes in next year, he'll go in together with Charles Woodson. Now, obviously, Woodson very much identifies or is identified with both the Raiders and the Packers, but I think Woodson is clearly the answer there. He'll go in hopefully together with Butler. That would be amazing. But provided that maybe it takes another year or two for Butler to get in, I think it's going to be a while. Maybe Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's how long it could be. Next, thoughts on the live interviews on the sideline of the XFL. I mean, sure, why not? If you're the XFL, you got to do everything you can to draw eyeballs, attention to your league. And I think that's a really good way of going about it. There's going to be some clunkers. You're going to get some dumb answers. You're going to get some fun stuff, et cetera. You throw in as much stuff against the wall as you can if you're the XFL. And I think it's really smart on their part. And I tell you what, everything surrounding the launch of the XFL has been pretty damn good. I'm just talking the product, the media around it. It just seems it's good stuff. Look, the football was watchable. I don't expect it to be high level, but it was watchable. Some of it was better than a, you know, random Thursday night game in the NFL. So, yeah, I think it's they're off to a really good start. They got a long way to go, but yeah, I think for an initial launch weekend, I think they've done very well. Austin, thank you for the super chat. Ways down the road, would you say Aaron Rodgers' number gets retired? I do, actually. I don't think there's any question. Now, obviously, I will always think, well, number 12, Lynn Dickey. But no. Yes, absolutely, Rodgers' number will be retired, I would think. No one cares what I think. But, yeah, I think he'll be. I think you'll definitely see 12 up there probably next. Have you shared your thoughts on the acquisition of Capers to the Vikings? Duke, I have early on. I mean, God bless him. You know, the Vikings, Zimmer wants another veteran defensive mind in the building. You know, have at it. We'll take Jerry Gray. You have Dom Capers. And we'll see how it pans out. That's all I got. I mean, it's kind of interesting because Zimmer has always run a 4-3, or almost always, as far as I can remember. The 4-3, he came up with a lot of the double A-gap, the mugging of the A-gap stuff. Capers has always been a creature of the 3-4. He's the godfather of the zone blitz. So maybe he's bringing Dom in to kind of pick his brain and or implement some more zone blitz stuff, some more 3-4 looks, etc. Who knows? But it's an interesting move, to say the least. All right, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much. Thanks to everyone who joined me today. 280 of you hanging out on a Monday afternoon in the offseason. That's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We talk Packers with diehard Packers fans. If you like what we do, if you want to support what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on Patreon, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. You get access to everything we do video-wise, but you also get exclusive access to my podcast, Nagler's Never Right, which I'll be recording this evening with Justice Mosqueda, which, speaking of which, if you are a patron, please go to the Patreon page and ask your questions. I'm soliciting questions for every podcast this offseason. Got a bunch of really good questions already, but patrons, if you want your question answered on the podcast, hit us up in the comment section on Patreon. And hey, if you're here, please hit like, subscribe to our channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.